body first, because, you know, he's our brother. He feels always as he's an equal to us, but really his experience and his dedication has been exemplary for long. So again, he's really, I think, such a nice, caring figure in our Layagya. But our sweet Didi here is amazingly caring. And really, it's not by chance that Baba has put her as the RC of this group. Each of these different seven groups that are looking at different departments of work in the Yagya have been led by some Didis. And Sudesh Didi is the caring Didi of us, has been looking into bringing the spirituality inside. And it's my great pleasure today to be able to interview both Didi, who I don't think needs much presentation. Everybody knows you, Didi, right? But, you know, she is one of our senior sisters living in London, has been appointed as the German caretaker, has just had this wonderful retreat place that she showed on stage two nights ago to Baba, and she's always making us feel welcome. But today the interview is going to be specially looking at how Gyan and Yoga are together the two amazing tools that Baba gives to each of his children. And I think that it's our duty then to learn how to care for ourselves using these tools. And, you know, we do have teachers, we do have seniors, but it boils down to the fact that each one of us has to do his own work. Baba's not going to do my work. And Sudesh Didi is lovely and loving, so is Brother Charlie, but they're not going to do my work. Or are you? No? Are you, Didi, going to do my work? No, she's laughing. So I would like Didi first to tell us about one moment in her life, in a crisis or in a difficult situation, where Gyan has really saved you, Didi. So maybe you can share the situation with us, but also the particular point of Gyan that you've used and how you've used it.
What I believe, first, Om Shanti, good morning, that we are always, but we are in spiritual university studying. And it means every time something new to learn. Knowledge is there, but when a situation comes, then it is used. And we know the value of that. What at this moment I remember, because perhaps might be many things would have come, and it is solved, and it has not left any kind of deep imprints or memory. Immediately come on surface, it can come. I think that nothing, it is impossible that no difficulty would have come, no challenge would have come. But using it in a practical situation way, two things I would like to share then. When I came and live in the center, I was very young, 16, 17 years old. I started living in the center and I was giving course. One minister started coming, and so I had given him course, right? But his drishti and vritti was not so, now sometimes people have a very strange view. They think they are kumaris and this and that. And but I was very strict. We have an India system that picture is in between. You sit on the floor and there is a, so I could feel a little bit there. So Here I used this, that I am a soul and this is a soul. But here I don't have to become careless. So I told him, wait. I wanted to invite, because I could feel his way. And so I went to Jagdish Bhai. I said, you come and sit here. And then, so this brother, so this was a kind of, for me, a realization that not only just to give course, but it is very important that I am completely so soul conscious. Knowledge, not giving just a giving knowledge, but knowledge has to be transported into this consciousness that their attitude of the other person should also change. And if I don't have that power, it's good to take support.
So if I may recap, right, Didi used Gyan first to see that the vision of that brother and his attitude were not so pure.
Yeah, it's too high. Yeah.
And second, she realized that if she wanted to have soul consciousness, this brother wasn't so interested, and she felt that to protect the vibration, she needed an extra hand, which is Brother Jagdish, who was quite powerful. So you could see your humility also in practice. I'm just trying to recap, very spiritual steps that she took for herself.
Yeah. So because when I saw his vision, so I realized that it is not only just soul consciousness, it's also, I have to keep in mind, protection. Mm-hmm. It's also important. So according to Indian system, just now I try to recall something, but
okay, you know what, we can ask a question to Charlie Bhai, and then if you have something you want to add. Okay,
that was the main thing first that came in my mind, and this I try to remember if anything was there. I went at a place
I've been serving for a long time in one particular center.
And then I was sent in a new place. There, it because of having a new system or consciousness, it is that everything should be first discussed, spoken with each other, and with concern of others, then we should make a decision. And because I had been, we have from the past background, you make a decision and just give information. And so I had to bring that sister in the center because that place was alone, nobody was there. So I said, okay. I told Dadi, Dadi, this sister can come with me. And so Dadi said, okay. So I just sent the information, I'm bringing this sister with me to live in the center. So what difficulty I found, because when the sister came, as it was not discussed with them, it was a reaction. Mm-hmm. So the sisters were, that sister was not welcomed, and from me it was also a big challenge that they stopped cooperation. And I realized what it is, the reason. So for sister it was the feeling just like, unwanted child is here. So I realized in order to create respect for her and to create that feeling in the heart of others, I had to take this step. So this was a learning point for me. To create respect for others, I have to be very open and accept the system or the wish that others have.
Thanks a lot, Didi. So again, I'm just going to recap a little bit the way I understand it. Didi understood that you cannot force anything on anyone, and you need to have conversations, and you need everybody to engage, so that everyone has the chance to be happy in a process. Very important in our Brahmin life, especially when we work with others. What about you, Charlie Bhai? Could you share with us moments in your Brahmin life where Gyan has been your armor or your protection, and how you've used Gyan then to make you face situations?
One scene comes to mind. Excuse me. Some time ago, I think it was many years ago, when we started in Australia, so many young people came into Gyan, and the average age of the Brahmin family was about 20 years old. And after about 10 years, there was a whole wave, and many of them left. And you know, you have love for them, you're close for them, with them, and they're going through so much, you know, they were going through so much, and there was quite a disturbance, and it did affect me. I think I probably took it a bit emotionally rather than knowledgefully at first. And I came to meet Baba once, and I was taking toli one night from Baba, and Baba gave me the toli, then he held the toli while I was holding, he didn't let go. And then Baba said to me, "Some have left, haven't they?" And I said, "Yes, Baba." Well, actually, I didn't say anything. And Baba said to me, "They left by mistake. They were deceived by Maya." And Baba said, "They all have love for Baba, and they will come back in their part. They belong to Baba." And I think instantly it switched me to a more knowledgeful understanding of the whole situation. Because I think the whole understanding of each soul's part is this so much truth and depth. And when that's deep in me, and I found from then on, I just began to accept more that each soul has its own unique and distinct part, and my responsibility is to value that part and not make a judgment about it in any way or be concerned, because, and what I've seen, exactly what Baba said, they're coming back as well, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baba's words switched me to a more knowledgeful view of it.
So knowledge as our protection. I also would like to look into yoga as our protection. And as we know, there is hundreds of thousands of things doing yoga, just like there are hundreds of thousands of points in the Murlis, and how we use them is up to us. So again, I would like to invite both of you to share on how you have made yoga a very relevant tool for your self-progress and for caring for yourself.
One particular thought I had always, that yoga means relationship. And it is not a relation, I mean, remembering yoga does not mean that I just sit and concentrate Shiva Baba, or try to look at the image or point of light. So this I made it very clear to myself, that the purpose of yoga is to experience something. Because I am child of Baba anyway. I am eternal child of God. So, and yoga means the soul has a relationship with Baba. And what it is, which quality will, relationship means exchange of the quality. Just like with human being, my relationship is when we have exchange of good talk, we have exchange of sharing something which is very special, when we eat together, we share, so it becomes a relationship. And then response becomes remembrance. Right? What we give something, what they give in back, that becomes remembrance. Without experiencing, there is no remembrance. And so Baba says, "Remember me." And in order to remember Baba, without reminding myself what I have received or what I am, I cannot remember him. Knowledge is clear. God is Shiva, incorporeal, ocean of knowledge. But how to experience this? Murli gives me knowledge. So I started using the Murli points. Baba says, child, do you realize that you are an eternal soul, a pure and peaceful soul? So my conversation started with having conversation with Baba. Really, truly, Baba, I am your soul. I'm your child. And I started practicing this while eating, cooking, walking, even talking to inside. This, not a mantra, but a powerful thought. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Now I'm speaking, but in fact when I practiced, very slowly, just like breathing in, I am a pure and peaceful soul. So when I started repeating this, I could feel, and I still feel whenever I am thinking of that, that purity and peace. And how I feel, this is what is my relationship with Baba, because Baba is the purifier and I am a pure. Baba is the ocean of peace and I am a peaceful soul. So when I meditate in a natural, this is a link for me. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. I'm child of Sri Baba. But in order to make it a real power in me, for some days I practiced. There was Brother Anand Kishore living with us in the center, and we had a competition with each other, or a promise for each other, that how many hours I can maintain this thought, and other thought do not come in my mind. Mm-hmm. So, but because it was a museum in Jaipur, and a lot of service was talking, explaining pictures, and Baba emphasizes, now the Murli you are hearing, they are of 62, 60, 64, 65. And Baba would explain this point, exhibition. What I started practicing was while I'm eating food, Baba had said at that time, eat in silence. And so we are not talking at the dining table. So I just have this, I am a pure and peaceful soul, I am a pure. Not repeating with the mouth, but bringing this thought in the mind. So this was my normal, just like a natural practice. Mm-hmm. And even now, this is the natural, but now I think, sometimes one blessing, sometimes mm-hmm. slogan, mm-hmm. sometimes direction from Baba's Murli.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's mm-hmm. a relationship with communication.
Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for sharing your steps, Didi. Thanks a lot. Charlie, I feel, and I'm probably not the only one, that when we are facing difficulties, usually yoga doesn't really work so well. It's kind of not so easy to experience Baba's love or the peace inside. And so how do you use your energy then to bring this power of yoga back in your life? Could you share an experience or two with us?
Yeah, sure. I think over the last year or two, one of the main attentions I've had is not to think too much about anything. Because I think the self-observation of the human intellect at the end of the cycle is a little thing happens and the habit to analyze and overthink. And it sort of, you know, can chew up your energy so easily. And so I really make a conscious effort to sort of, you know, maintain, not sort of waste the energy of my mind. And there was one thing that Baba said to Daddy Nirmala Shanta, which has really been something so special for me. Daddy Nirmala Shanta, b- Baba's Lokik daughter sat in front of Baba once, and Baba said to her, "You're busy, aren't you?" She said, "Yes, Baba." Then Baba said, "You're very busy, aren't you?" And she said, "Yes, Baba." And then Baba said, "Many drops make an ocean." And Baba gave her very practical examples that the drops of yoga build an ocean, because I think there's a subtle conflict in a lot of BKs. That one, Baba says, "Remember me, remember me, remember me." And on the other hand, we seem so busy and we can't reconcile those two parts of life. And what Baba said to her was, when you finish a meeting and walk down the passage, remember Baba. When you go to get a water, remember Baba. And all those little moments in between activity, Baba was saying, develop a habit to go to Baba rather than analyze. Because what I've observed is often when you leave a meeting, you start to think about it. You know, the habit of the mind is to reflect on what happened or analyze what happened. And I found that the most wonderful thing, to sort of feel close to Baba and accumulate, to try to instill a habit, like even when we finish or go to morning tea, to go to Baba, rather than let the mind dangle in the processing of the scene that's been in front. And I've tried to practice that, not always successful, but I find that when you do, you feel much closer to Baba throughout the day, and you do accumulate the ocean of those little moments of closeness to Baba.
So what you're telling us, and also Didi in her way, is how you make sure you are set up for the connection, right? But my question is more when you've lost the connection, because you are emotionally trapped by something, or you have self-doubt, or, I mean, not that it happens to both of you, but if ever, you know, how do you then go back to this feeling of, you know, being special, being peaceful? So from, you know, one extreme, how do you drive yourself back to the other?
I think for me, more and more, I not just remind myself, I experience, it's just a game. Life is a game, really. And the habit in body consciousness is when a problem happens, you become a bit intense and serious. And when I become light and just, it's all a part of a game. And all the scenes are flushing out in the drama. They have to, because it's the end of the cycle. And that makes me feel light, and I think I come back into perspective quite quickly. And
So you're using knowledge, you see? I ask him a yoga question, and he's talking a Gyanam Sir. It's interesting.
I'm saying that protects my ability.
What I'm saying is Gyan and yoga are the tools, right?
Yeah.
So that's the whole prospect of this workshop.
Yeah.
So the Gyan he uses to bring himself back into a space where you can have yoga.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Am I too bossy?
No, it's fine.
Did you want to add something?
I think, though, it's like you know how sometimes the attraction of the intellect when there is a problem is to engage with it. And I think that just frees me to have the yoga, really. So that's why it is for yoga, but it's an understanding that enables me to have yoga.
So that's an interesting ingredient he's adding here. How we have to look at the different organs of the soul and make sure that our intellect is able to be available for Baba, right? Didi?
Exactly. That was my answer as well. Because yoga is the result. Yoga is not effort. It's a result of using the knowledge and believing that this is how it works. Because we are using knowledge. For example, this is knowledge that I am a soul. what kind type of soul I am.
So that's very interesting also, because in our Brahmin vocabulary we don't use the word believe too much, right?
Yeah.
It's not a common word, but you've just introduced it at an important space.
Yeah.
What do I believe I am, right?
Yeah. So I remind myself, because this is knowledge, is I know, but it is what I know that I am now. So it is misbelieving that really, truly, the I am a knowledgeable soul. And if the situation is there, no, it is important that I use knowledge. Either I use knowledge of drama, or I use knowledge of karma, or I use the knowledge of practical, become detached and learn what I have learned. So if my energy is not wasted on this thing, because that is breaking my yoga.
Very
with
good.
Baba.
Thank you.
So it means attention. I'm using knowledge to make myself attentive.
I'm aware you both have a meeting in 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I would like to ask you one last question. Mm-hmm. And it's, can you tell us about your favorite relationship or favorite moments with Baba? So we know a little bit how you engage with him. Do you want to start? And then Didi.
Yeah. I think my favorite relationship has always been that Baba is the lover of the soul, the beloved. And I think my favorite practice is to sit at Amrit Vela with a clean slate. You know, because I observe sometimes when you sit in yoga, you can be preoccupied with your own story and your own thinking, so absorbed in your own life. To sit in front of Baba as a little child and allow myself to be completely loved, like it's my right. And I find that's the most powerful thing for self-care, self-respect, closeness to Baba, healing things, just absolutely, completely loved. And if I don't feel that love for any reason, then what is blocking it? Because I'm sitting in front of perfect love that will really heal and clean the soul. What is it in me that's not allowing me to experience that perfect love? So Baba is the beloved is my favorite relationship.
That's very beautiful, Charlie. Thank you for sharing. What about you, Didi?
My relationship with Baba, Baba my friend, but as a teacher as well. So I, again, because I'm using a relationship based on knowledge. And at the same time, I have a very much feeling that I love Baba definitely, but Baba loves me more. He loves me. This is and this belief that Baba loves me so much, what should I give in return? So this relationship of Baba my teacher, but Baba my friend, I can open my heart, anything, I just have conversation with him like a friend. Sometimes like my mother, but less as mother, more as friend and teacher. And Amrit Vela is more the Satguru, that this is the time of the power.
So tell us, how do you chat with a Satguru? I've never tried a physical guru in my life.
Yes.
How do you chat with a Satguru?
Because the truth that Baba has given, the knowledge that is given, it is that you are, Satguru is, you are giving me the true light, and you are making me free from any kind of worry or any kind of tension. So it is the liberator. The Satguru is the liberator. Satguru is the purifier. And so all this power that you have given, that is what I believe, and that brings joy in me. So truth and bliss. So my relationship with, as I said, it is not just a point. It's my relationship based on the qualities of God, the powers of God. God is truth, living and blissful. And it is living truth for us. That means we cannot prove that you are a soul. Means you cannot photograph it. You cannot see it. And yet it is a soul. I'm seeing it with the eye of knowledge. I'm experiencing myself, the quality of myself as a soul. And so truth, you have given the truth. So I also, like what Baba has given, as subtle true knowledge, and with this true knowledge's help, how is helping the soul? So I, in this way, being thankful at that time, appreciation, and this appreciation creates great joy in me. Or sometime I take the blessings, the Satguru gives the blessings, and I use the blessing for meditation, and in this way I connect him as Satguru.
Very beautiful.
It is still knowledge, but in the form of blessing. For me, the whole thing is love. But it is not love like a baby receiving love. It is teacher's love for the student. It is Satguru's love for his own, because I'm following his teachings, so he's my Satguru. And more I follow, the more I respond, experience this love. So package changes, but toli is the same. Mm-hmm. Container changes. Right? So the relationship, you can call Satguru, you can call friend, you can call teacher, but in fact, it's a relationship with God's quality. And that quality then becomes the title or the job of the Father. Mm-hmm. For me, I remember in that.
Thank you. Yes. That's really inspiring. Mm-hmm. Would you like to add something before you leave, Chalibai, and then maybe Didi also?
When you were asking about yoga, I just remembered a little scene that was in Colombia many years ago. And I went to Cali, it's a city in Colombia, and I'll try to be as brief as I can, but there was just one sister living there, and there was a public program, and her little brother was to translate for me. He was 16 years old. He'd learned English at school. I thought, okay, that's fine. But when we got to the program, about 300 people came. And I started to talk, and the topic was positive communication. And anyway, after 20 minutes, a man stood up in the audience. He started to yell in Spanish. I don't understand Spanish. And then everyone started to get up. And before I knew it, everyone was yelling and arguing. The whole place was chaotic. So I said, "What's happened?" And he said, "They don't like my translation." And then a man said, "I'll translate." And he wanted to come on the stage. And it was chaotic. You know, it was like... So I thought, let's just meditate. So I said to the sister, let's meditate. And she gave a wonder in a commentary. And you could feel the whole energy of the room change. And when I went back to Bogota, she rang a few days later, and I said, "What was the result?" And she said, 100 people booked to do the course. They learnt nothing from me. But it was almost like Baba's energy just came into that group, because it was you could really feel the power of Baba's vibrations filling and touching the souls. And I really thought nothing was learnt through knowledge, but somehow Baba's vibrations transform the atmosphere. So it's a wonder how those things happen.
So how we managed to make him present.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm. Baba saved the day, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Valerian.
What about you, Didi? Do you want to add one thing before you go for your next meeting?
For me, that it is sudden, it means situations are there, and before actually, I feel it is Baba has solved it. I mean, now I cannot remember anything which looked like a miracle. It is a miracle, but as Baba says, there's no true miracle. Do not add many scenes. Okay, what to add? At this moment, I am not remembering. Well, but in my life, would have been many things.
I mean, you're welcome back. You just crossed the door. You said to the other people in the meeting, sorry, I want to cross and come to these people again. I have something to tell them. You're most welcome. But what we could do is enjoy your beautiful energy, and we'll have 5-minute yoga together and invoke Baba like you did in Kali, and we'll see the miracles happen. Thanks to both of you. Let's have a moment of silence.
Okay, now I just want to say one thing. For me, from Baba's picture, Brahma Baba's picture, is a very powerful thing of like I'm listening. Through his smile, I'm getting something very special, inspiring. So for me, this type of yoga, it is an addition. Now I seen, don't remember as any, this time I'm not remembering anything.
So we'll have a minute and then we'll allow them to eclipse themselves into the next room. Thanks a lot again.
Time with your mother and father, and it becomes so natural, and if you wanted to say something about it, does not come what is something special. It becomes very real and natural. So same is with me now. I was wondering, so many things you would have given, Nadine. I'm not remembering any miracle anymore.
Thank you, Didi. Thank you so much. And you can come back whenever you want. You just cross the little corridor. Yes. Yes. Thanks for making the time. Okay. So, they had just a little bit of time because they are busy, but I thought it would be nice to share. Maybe we could close the back door, Grace, when Didi's gone, so we have more space for ourselves. So, thank you for being here. Was that enjoyable? Did you love this? It was really wonderful to listen to such experienced souls and to see how they use themselves, the jnana and the yoga. So what I was thinking this morning, just for you to know how we can work together, I was thinking we could answer for ourselves in silence the same kind of questions that I asked both of them. Because as you see, when you ask yourself the questions, you start looking at yourself, understanding how you function, and also you start understanding maybe I could function differently. So we have about 45 minutes like this to experience inside, and then to share, maybe in couple. And also Grace brought us some paper and some pens. So if you want during this reflection to draw something and to write a small poem, you know there is this beautiful Japanese poetry form. It's just with few words. And the other day I was with a friend and we said we could do a diamond poem. So one word, two words, three words, two words, one word. And just to exemplify your experience. And then after that, what I was thinking we could do this morning is to have some kind of conversation around how to churn jnana. Because I think that we are all so different. We use jnana so differently, each one of us. But we could really benefit from the knowledge and the way somebody else is doing it. So then we'll have 1 hour to have a jnani conversation together. Because I think this can be really very positive and valuable. And I invited my friend Simon for churning on jnana, and we could have a group on churning on the soul, and we could have a group on churning on karma. That will be the second part of this morning. And then in the evening, what I would like us to do is work more around yoga. So we'll have half an hour to make an exercise, and then we'll have music for 1 hour. I invited Brother David to be with us to play music. And during that hour, you'll have time for yoga, and you'll have time for self-reflection. You'll have time with yourself. I'll make a few meditation commentaries, and then we'll have half an hour to recap the day together. So if some of your friends were registered and did come this morning, they're always welcome in the afternoon. There'll be something, but that's their issue, but they're still welcome for the afternoon part. Does that sound like a nice time? Yeah? Is there any question from you? We have different languages here, right? I know we have some people from Mauritius. Can you stand up? Who's from Mauritius? On the paper, you're from Mauritius. Good. We have someone from Switzerland. Can you get up? Oh, good. Where are you from, Malaysia? Brothers, where are you from? You're from Singapore? Good. Where are you from?
Dubai.
Huh? Dubai. We have Mara from Brazil. We have Aruna from South Africa. What about you?
Latvia.
Huh? Latvia. Okay.
Iceland.
From Kazakhstan. From Thailand. Sister? Huh? Sorry?
Philippines.
And the sister here before you? Uh-huh.
Brazil
too. Good. And I know your face, but I don't remember where you're from, sister. Huh? You're from?
Ukraine.
And the sister near you?
Russia.
Okay. Russia. At the back, brother?
UK.
And then we have another sister from Russia. And we have Grace from Africa. Which country are you in? Benin, right?
Ghana.
And the brothers?
Russia
and?
Ukraine.
The three of them. Okay. Very good. Okay, so when we have the conversation, we'll choose somebody who speaks the same language, obviously, okay? So I don't know if the other sister speaks well English, if you want to speak in Portuguese, or otherwise you just mix up. Okay, so do you all have paper to write with? If you don't, Grace is very kind and she's brought some paper for you. Who needs some paper? Hand up. Okay. So you can stand up and come and get it. Grace is going to put it on the table here. And if you decide you want to paint or to draw, we have some material here. Yeah, for now you can put it there. Very good. Do we have to do one? No, this is yours. This is for your notes, okay? This is for your notes, but if you want to do some painting or something artistic, it's always very nice to share them around, okay? That's why we've brought the pen and colors. So, first I would like to go back within yourself in a space of silence inwards. And I would like you to see a moment in your spiritual life where you really needed Baba's help. And look at that moment that was there. And now that you feel comfortable, you're not in a space of danger or weakness any longer, imagine the points of knowledge that you could have used to help you face that situation. So whether it was related to health, whether it was related to family, whether it was related to work, relationships, money. So now you've seen that situation that was difficult for you. It can be before Gyan or it can be in Gyan. And I would like you to think which point of knowledge you two could have used. Try and see. That would have given you comfort, that would have brought you back into your self-respect, into a state of balance. So now you found that point of knowledge, I would like you to start using it in your mind. Reflect with it. Start seeing, okay, so what does it mean that the drama repeats? What does it mean that I am a soul? Look into it deeply. Look into it also, as Baba was saying today, when he was explaining how if you have Gyan in your intellect and you know how to understand and use Gyan, you can then share it, the outcome of your own work, with others. So imagine you need to explain to your son or your daughter or a little boy or a little girl so that he can be peaceful again. It's related to the same question. Now you're going to look into a moment where you have been successfully using Gyan to overcome some difficulty. So look at what, in that situation, what was useful for you to think or reflect. Sona, did you want to say something? So what was useful for you? Do you want more time? Yes? 5 minutes more? Okay, so you have 3-5 minutes to go on looking for what you could use to face difficulties. Okay, so what would be nice is to have a group of conversation. I would recommend 5 and not 6, 4 is okay as well. And let the brother mix up with the sisters. And we could probably have 2 Russian groups, right? Because there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of you. So 2 Russian groups. And we will have 1, 2... we could have 2 English-speaking group. Okay? Okay, so raise your hands those who speak English, so I don't make any boo-boo. So Jacques, group 1. Brother, what's your name? Huh? Jogaya, group 2. Moninganan, group 3. Mara, group 4. I think if we have 3 groups, it's enough in English. So 1, 2, 3. 1, you speak English. 2, 3, 1, 2, Simone, 3, sister, 1. That's it for English. Brother, 2. Okay? Can I start again? And you pay attention, okay? Jack, group 1, but I can't repeat their names, you know. Jogaya, group 2. Mani, group 3. Mara, group 1. Sister? Your name? Senu Group 2? You speak which language? 3? 1? 2? Simone 3? Sister 1? And brother at the back 2? Okay? And Sister Grace, 3. So, and then the Russians, do you want to raise your hands? Raise your hands. How many Russians? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, yeah, I think we could make 2 groups. I let you divide. Okay? Great. And so the idea of this work is to share in each group what you have been thinking about. And then maybe each group could find the way to use Gyan and share with the rest. Right? So we have 5 groups. So you don't make it too long because then it's very tedious. So now it is 5 to 11. You have till 11:15 to discuss amongst you and to come up with 2 best Gyani points or solutions to face situations. And from 11 onwards, there is some lemon tea at the entrance of the building there. So you can go and take a glass of lemon water. But don't take from just out of here, because that's the RC's little goodies, right? So at the front of the building, okay? So you can divide per group and go and get your drinks whenever you want.